saw something get in the water or fall in the water on the other side of the ripples come across. So I said to Shaz, oh, something's gone in the water there. Anyways, we walked sort of 10 yards further down and realised then it was this baby fox, but it was trying to sort of swim along and get out. But the metal sort of sides on the canal, so it couldn't, it had no chance of getting out. And it was just getting lower and lower in the water, and then it started to cough. And I said to Shaz, I'm going to have to go in because it's gonna go under otherwise. So off the boots come, out the phone came, and I sort of made an entry. I didn't realise Shaz was videoing it actually, otherwise I'd have sort of gone in like David Hasselhoff or something. But I sort of more fell in than got in. But took my boots off and thought, oh, it's going to be freezing that water. But it actually, I guess because it's been a bit warmer, it wasn't cold at all, to be fair. I didn't even notice getting in. Been the middle of winter, it might be a different story, but I think it's just warmed up enough to just to take the chill off it, really, yeah. Anyway, the bottom of the canal is awful as well. It's sort of sludgy and of course, where the boats have been in the middle, it's quite deep, so I'm sort of wading my way out, and then all of a sudden you sort of drop off the shelf and you're in the deep bit. But anyway, I got across and brought it back, and then we're sort of stuck saying, what do we do with it now, you know? So Shaz rang the RSPCA. They sort of said we could try and put it back where it came from, but it was just like thick brambles. And I said to Shaz, well, you know, there's a chance it's just going to fall back in, or, you know. So, and then a lady came along and she said, well, there's a animal rescue sanctuary at Kibworth. So Sharon rang them and they said, oh, yeah, drop it off. But by this time, it's sort of got a bit cold and it's wet and... So we sort of got a bit of a wriggle on and got back to the car. On the way back, it bit me, which was very, very nice of it. But yeah, we dropped it off at the sanctuary and they sort of took it in and said, well, give us 24 hours and then you can ring up and see how it's doing. So but Sharon's texted me this morning to say that it's a bit brighter this morning, so I presume it weren't too good yesterday, but it's on antibiotics and painkillers and they seem to think it's going to make it. So, yeah, it's all good. We said as well, we will just have a walk along the canal, take the dog, she'll enjoy that, and then we'll probably stop at the pub and have a beer on the way back. And of course, I had to come back, have a shower, get straight over to 8 to 8 in Corby. And, well, I went for a tetanus, but I didn't need one, as it turned out, because my jabs are up to date. So, you know, we've had animals all our lives, and I can't see anything suffer like that. And I do believe that Shaz would have probably gone in as well, because she's the same, but... But I'd sort of volunteered by that time, so so it's all worked out well in the end.